Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Paige.
What's the weather off today?
Do what?
It's hot.
This room is... It's very, very strange. You know what I think it is? You know they've told us that there's no central thermostat. Like, you can't control I don't believe that. Because at about 8 o'clock, 8:30, it changes in here. And I think it's because jacklegs get here to work and start changing the temperatures.
Well, that's a great air name if nobody's got it.
Jacklegs?
Jacklegs, 12 in a row.
Yeah.
They
make good beef jerky.
You can't manipulate it. They really do. They make the best extra large original, not Dr. Pepper.
It's Jack Links, we know. Don't text. Especially if you're driving.
Knob! Yeah,
please do not text and drive. All right. Well, let's talk about what this summer is. Do you know that this summer is the muggiest summer we've ever had since 1981?
Now the air comes on.
I felt that. Yeah, yeah. I had a bar of soap melt in my car. Not fully down to like liquid soap, but like I had never seen before. I don't typically leave bars of soap in my car either, to be honest. But I had a old bar slip out of the old order bag, and that son of a bitch. It's like somebody put it in a microwave for like an hour. It didn't go all the way down, but it was looked like somebody used it. Maybe somebody used it for like 4 or 5 sessions and stuck it back in there.
You ever had a corn Blu-ray melt in the back of the car by chance?
A what?
Or a State Farm basketball?
Really?
No.
You ever had ants in your car before?
No. Well, that one time.
This is getting personal.
I took my Aunt Brenda and my Aunt Wanda to the Greenville Christmas Parade one time. So, yes, I have had ants in my car.
Yeah.
You should just leave it alone, man.
Yeah, because I'll ask you off there.
Yes, I think they're both attractive. I do. I think they're very, very attractive. I was speaking to my aunt yesterday.
I keep thinking LaWanda when you say Aunt Wanda. And I'm like, he's not saying Aunt LaWanda.
You're thinking of Aunt Esther, played by LaWanda Page, who is also here today.
Hey, sucker.
Yeah.
Paige, will you be LaWanda Page for Halloween?
Oh, can you do that impersonation? Try it.
No.
Do you know who the character is?
What?
Woman, you lived in California. This was filmed in Watts.
You didn't watch Sanford and Son? Son? That's racist, first off.
I do, but I don't know exactly. I can't remember.
They watched The Waltons. Why can't you watch it?
I don't remember what she said.
What if you tried after?
Watch it, sucker!
Yeah.
Fish-eyed fool.
Say it like that.
You fool.
No.
Say the first part.
I can't do it. Say fish-eyed fool.
Fish-eyed fool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds condescending.
You sound more like Bubba Bexley.
You got to almost not breathe. Like, careful, sir.
Hi, glory.
See? I can't.
It's like a feminine James Brown.
Get off on the good food. I can shove your face in some dough and make gorilla cookies.
Esther going to put cellophane over her face. That's her new Halloween mask. I think I paraphrased that.
There were so many, I can't remember them all, but gorilla cookies was my favorite.
Yeah.
Why would that be your favorite, gorilla cookies?
Because you didn't expect it.
He said he pressed her face into cookie dough and made gorilla cookies.
Because she always had that look on her face.
Like that. Why would that be?
I don't know. I didn't cook them, dummy. I just put a face in them.
Okay. I'm asking too many questions, apparently.
I never cooked nothing on that show, dummy. Big dummy cooks for me.
Paige is playing the role of Felipe, who lived next door with the bothersome goat.
Oh, boy.
Dang it.
It was right when they were just trying to remember, like, on Sanford Sun, that was like right in television where they were trying to like push, and I'm not saying it's bad, they were trying to push like the equality stuff, and they were like, look at these dudes who live in the hood, in the ghetto, but their next door neighbor is Puerto Rican, and then their other neighbor is Chinese.
Yeah.
It was freaking Mr. Miyagi.
Really,
he was on there. He's one of Lamont's friends. It was wild. But not a honky one to be found. Unless some shyster coming in.
Or the cops.
As far as this.
And they made fun of him, too.
This summer. Because, I mean, even yesterday, I'm going back to the heat of yesterday. Somebody said to me, oh, the heat's back.
Probably like, Fat Boy. He's a bringer of bad news normally.
Yeah. And that was early enough thinking, oh, my goodness. I'm just over. Well,
I got some
over summer.
But you hadn't even wore a bathing suit yet this summer,
I haven't even gone swimming in my pool
I'll wear yours, you wear mine tomorrow.
Or me and my leg. I haven't done any of that. So, anyways.
You better get on it.
I know.
You better put on a bikini, fool.
Big Brown advises not swimming in lakes because he had an amoeba swim up his pee hole.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it made him very sick.
Yeah. Like a brain problem.
That was his nickname.
So this heat wave stretches from the Mississippi Valley to the East Coast and 22 entire states plus Washington, D.C.
That amoeba looks a lot like a tongue, don't
44-year highs. That it's been so bad.
How bad is it? So, is there any correlation to with this incredible heat and then this god-awful rainfall? I mean, is there any correlation with that?
Yeah, because you think it would heat, cool it down, but it like jumps the humidity up a little bit.
I told Fat Boy this. I was going to do a video, and I got absent-minded and forgot. I did a video on Monday. I was in my backyard laying out. No, I was messing around in the backyard. I went in, took a shower, did all my stuff. And I go and I look out the window. The same place that I was just standing 4 hours earlier, Paige, there was mushrooms grown.
Yeah.
4 hours, they popped up and it already like mushroomed out.
There are little mushrooms in my front yard.
These are like good size. Like,
yeah, they're not little.
I showed Fat Boy the video. I was like, I'm going to go back tomorrow and film the same exact spot just to show you like how, look, that's, there they are. Yeah. That's in 4 hours. That's
the rain
crazy.
Kind of toppled mine. They just kind of flattened out, or somebody walked on them. Either way,
your dog probably.
Somebody
walked on them.
Well, because they were flattened.
Well, squirrels eat them. Like I see squirrels take off with them.
So is that why squirrels are like spinning around all crazy now? They're like tripping their balls off eating our shrooms.
It might be. The one squirrel I saw, if he tripped his balls off, it'd take him a couple.
Them pillagers or foragers or whatever they are, they'll be like, oh, you can't get high on that, but you don't know a squirrel can't.
I put water in a dish. My wife said, you can water the squirrels. I'm like, his nuts are so big and it's so hot outside. He might want to cool them off.
God, come dip them in there, man. Be like the dog in Van Wilder.
Smuggling grapefruits.
That's the only good part of that whole movie.
The squirrel could have had 100 babies at once.
He's better as Deadpool. And he really is.
Well...
This squirrel's nuts were so big, his nuts had a squirrel. That's what Pete Rose said about Joe DiMaggio.
Okay, I was wondering if it's him or Pepitone.
He said Joe DiMaggio's blank had a person attached to it.
You know, going back to the Frank Thomas commercials with all the different athletes and stuff, why not have Joe Pepitone III in there? Like somebody who's known for, you know.
Did he pass that down, I wonder?
I don't know.
Was it Junior Pepitone?
I think it... They say you get the hair, a man gets the hair pattern from your mom's dad. So what other patterns do you get from your mom's dad?
Well, oh, we lost Pepitone 2 years ago.
Penis size.
See, that's all that matters with you women. Bank account size and ding-a-ling size. What about up here, Paige? What about what kind of hat I'm wearing?
Well, oh, I thought you meant boob size.
No, you know what I mean.
Well, that too. I think that comes from your mom.
No, I meant cap size, not cup size.
Or the grandfather. I'm not sure.
Okay, I hope boob size don't come from mom.
Like, what if you came from a family of, like, well-endowed men, but yes. Then you were, like, so small, people were like, man, you might have been a hermaphrodite. Who knows? You know?
I don't know.
Is that a word bad? It's a science word.
Oh. Really is.
Well, I didn't shorten it or say anything bad about it. I'm going to look it up and make sure.
If you get boobs from the mom, you and me are in trouble, man. Because my mom's got a set, for sure.
Yeah, my
yours did. You know?
Yeah, she had an armful.
She had some. Well, I have some bad news to tell you guys, if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Uh-oh, let's say Josh Fortner?
No.
Turn the radio down.
Did Russia buy the team? No, they're Russia's team.
Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones says he is cancer-free. But he's been battling stage 4 melanoma for the last decade.
I mean, come on.
That's not that. I mean, that's anything stage 4, like a stage 4 clinger, like any, like stage 4 is bad, but that's.
Are we talking about Jerry here? Like he's managed worse for longer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still cancer's cancer, but.
Yeah.
That sounds way worse. It's like when I dislocated my shoulder playing football and they're like, you're going to have contusions for some time. I was like, God, I don't know what that means, but that sounds awful. Mama, what's a contusion? It's a bruise, Matthew. It's a bruise. That's why you pay him the big bucks to say big words for bruises.
And melanoma is the bad one.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband. He had a he had melanoma and it spread. 48, passed away. Jerry did a good job hiding his love child for a long time.
He did, didn't he?
Is that? Did you see the Netflix thing?
I was going to say, was is it
America's TV?
It comes Netflix out Tuesday. Might be mad mm-hmm. that he's breaking this news and it's going to be in the special.
Well, you know, he's been in the news for the past few weeks because they won't give Micah Parsons any money. And they might they ain't going to let him walk, but, you know, everybody says about Jerry. Jerry has to be the star of the show.
It's
which Woody Dantzler told us Jerry Jones was great, a great dude.
But there's also, I mean, Jerry Jones is a shyster, too. He's a good one, though, but, like, you've also seen him
he's charming,
talk off camera about things is that he didn't realize the camera was rolling. I guess
he's a charmer.
Loses his temper.
A lot of people, you know, give him the credit for, you know, blowing the NFL up into what it is now financially.
I tell you.
You can't really deny it.
Well, I think you get, we mentioned Arthur Blank earlier, though, man. Remember that wild outlaw kind of stuff with, like, Glanville down there and, like, they bought it for $300-400 million and now $1 billion tape. But that's,
I mean, he freaking fired Tom Landry.
Any licensing property of a major league or NBA or NFL, like, that should be incredibly valuable. You go to even like Five and Below or like Dollar General or whatever, like
Value Valley,
you find everything of your favorite football team or Spider-Man or Hulk, like everything, toilet paper, pencils, erasers, notebooks.
It's always Cowboys. Backpacks. If they got a few teams, Cowboys are going to be one of those teams.
That's why I was surprised that I wanted a Colts jacket when I was a kid and got a Seahawks. Like, how'd you find a Seahawks?
I mean, at that time, too, you could have went to Sam White's Sports World and found a little bit more selection.
That's where she got it, though, my mom.
Yeah.
She said, well, they didn't have the Colts, but, so they had a Seahawks?
Well, I was lucky enough to be a Hornets fan before Kobe, and, you know, everybody that had the starter jacket's like, well, I wanted one anyway.
That's another thing. It was tough. We talked about ordering hats and stuff out of catalogs back where you're high school and stuff. Like, it's like when you go to Ingles, you can buy T-shirts and hats of the closest high school to that Ingles, but not another high school. So you can only buy Clemson, Carolina, Atlanta Braves, even pre-Panthers, like you Cowboys and Falcons. But other than that,
no.
You were S-O, say the L word, Paige.
L.
All right, very good. Jesus Christ.
Boy, jeez. It's been one for the books for you today.
You, man.
You walking
I told her, I was like, I don't know if you did not sleep last night, if you pulled an all-nighter, or if I don't know what.
That's their nickname for the candle, the all-nighter.
The all-nighter.
That's why it's broken.
See, it's not. It's a big-time super compliment. You've been wild.
Oh.
Wild just, woman. You talk about Sharpay's and, you know, getting down.
I
and
apologize.
Then you got the,
it's
don't.
Just, it's been the week of graduation and just studying and tired. And are I'm
we,
done. Well,
here we go.
I'm done.
If we got to hear the story, everybody
I'm
else
done.
Does too.
Well, will it be a fourth time coming up later? Let's stand by for news.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
I'll tell you.
Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best damn audio.
Paige literally in here listening to Country Girls Make Do saying, this is such a good song.
She's already gave it a few spins. It's going to be her new ringtone now.
For real, watch it. It's got 34,000 views now. And let's just follow this. I'm going to make a little.
She likes the corn cob part, I think, the best.
Is that what I like?
Yeah. All right. I just want to lay it there and look at it tomorrow. It sounds like my exes. All right. I said I was going to quit saying that. I don't. Guess what? I don't have any exes. How about that?
Yeah.
They don't live in Texas.
They don't. You don't hang your hat in Tennessee.
I'm a Virgin. No, I'm Scorpio. Go ahead, fat boy.
A Virgin. Are you kicking this off, or am I kicking this one off? I think you are.
You told me that I would be kicking this off.
Yeah.
So I would like to do that.
Be kicker off.
I'm a kicker offer of things. So Twitch again, young people, you do. Again, I'm old. I don't give a damn. People like to watch you play video games, so they see the split screen of you playing and also you you physically playing.
I don't get it, but for some reason it's over.
I do not understand it either. This young man was, he looks to be about 18, 19 years old. He is playing in his dark room with just the light of the computer on, running his live stream, and you hear this.
It is 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it's time you got your ass in the bed.
That sounds just like...
That sounds like every country aunt, grandmas.
Every grandma growing up.
She smokes. She probably snuffs every once in a while.
Oh, God.
She's probably been in a snuff film.
Snuffs in the freezer.
You gonna sit up all night?
It's 2 o'clock in the blanking morning. Oh, my God.
Get your just, ass
it sounds
bed.
Like the voice of the Annabelle doll if she, like, smoked for 70 gosh. Years.
Oh, you gotta get that one again. That was a short one.
What time is it?
It is 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it's time you got your ass in the bed.
Now.
It's your favorite
it.
Word.
Like, she hey, man, time by, just give me 10 minutes.
But you again, I'll share this. And also, I've got to say what's up to P1 Gwen Cognito, who tagged me in that one. You got to see the kid's reaction to it. It's like scares the hell out of because he's in sitting in the dark and you hear that door barely open. It's 2 o'clock in the blanking morning. God,
you go rock.
How does she know? I mean, if he's just sitting there with.
She probably looked at the clock before she went in.
Oh.
She probably heard him in there going.
Yeah.
At least he ain't in here doing nothing to himself.
I thought he was in there raffling one off.
Man, here's a married couple, and the guy's frustrated because his wife is always on the look for a treadmill. Well, guess what? She found another treadmill, but also guess what again? She's got treadmills already. So there's no room for this one.
She's a treadmiller.
And he's pissed.
I am sick and tired of these son of a bitches, okay? You got a house full over on the hill. All you do is buy these things and play with them a little while. I am sick of them.
Trey, how long have you
been? You know how many of these things you've had? You know how many you've had? Now you want me to take this big, complexity piece of and put it in that shed out there. It'll take a third of the shed up for that son of a bitch.
It goes up.
I don't care if it does. If you don't want it, let's throw it in the car.
I didn't say get rid of it.
So you go ride it next week.
Not next week.
If you get on to ride it, you're going to ride it about 2 days, then you're through. So why don't you just forget about it and forget about buying them things? I'm not putting that in shit. I'm not putting that strongy piece of in shit. No, sir. That stomach ain't nothing but a death trap.
It folds up.
I don't know how you ride a treadmill.
That folds up?
She says it folds up.
It's one of those that you. It's not powered. It's like on rollers. Because I remember staying at a hotel one time where they had a gym, and that's the kind of treadmill they had.
One of those old
so
schools.
I didn't work out that morning.
No.
Stupid, like the...
I was looking for the breakfast.
It's like the grass cutter that's it's not electric.
Oh,
boogie, woogie. Oh God.
Just the self-propelled...
Yeah. Boogie, woogie. Just the blades.
It's not a good cut, is it?
No.
I'm sure like hipsters and stuff use that.
It's like a manual whatever
they
have.
One of those manual lawnmowers in the back of their
Those are good for you, though.
I remember him being a lot madder, to be honest with you.
As long as you put it in the road and make a cyclist fall down, I'm fine with it. No, I'm kidding. Don't call 864-241-4318. Farm life. I got a little something for you. Many people ask, does your grandson like the rooster crowing early in the morning? Here's your answer.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh,
wow. Hang on a second.
How early?
Crack of dawn.
Shut up, little dumbass.
I will also say it's not really my grandson.
That is damn it.
That my cousin actually sent me and asked me if this was my grandson.
God, man, I wish it was.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Guess what? It's going to be.
Dumbass.
I would be haunted by the ghost of my mother for the rest of the afternoon if that were the case.
He didn't slip up yet?
Man.
The grandson?
No. Dang. No, one. So, this is. You want to know what it's like to be my child or grandchild? Is that if you accidentally cuss, I will laugh hysterically.
It. I would too.
That will it embarrass you and you won't ever do it again. My kid accidentally said, because she repeated something I said. We were at Stone Mountain, Georgia. Went down there to the little amusement park or whatever. And it was real cold. And I got in the car and it turned on. I said, it's cold as S. He's just like, it is cold as S, Daddy. And me and her mama lost our minds, like crying, laughing. And that poor girl squalled because what? She thought she had, like, she was stupid or dumb or something. She's like, what did I say? That was I just said what you said. She didn't laugh when you said it. Why are you laughing?
Oh, that sucks, man.
My child did not. I did not hear again until she became a mother, and then I heard her cuss a lot.
I feel like kids now know they're getting over. Like they hear that laugh, they're like, "Hey, I popped the parents. Let's do it again."
Well, I think it depends on the. If I was the any kind of. Like I told you, when I got my art printed in the Greenville News that time on the Sunday paper, my mom made copies of that and posted it at her work, at church.
Just Matthew.
I was like, look at me.
He's a little artist.
And then I was like, well, I'm not getting any more appreciation now. Let me send some more art in. And apparently they would just do one per zip code or whatever, and I never made the papers again.
She screwed you.
Yeah. She didn't live to see the award. There it is, Mama. Look down at it.
Well,
it's levitating. Leave it down here, Mama. My gosh.
I'm going to show everybody up here.
You have all the awards in heaven.
There's I'm going to close it with this one. There's an old couple, and she's dropping some knowledge on him, some harsh truth. Now, she's doing this. She's telling him sex ain't for us no mo because caught him watching porn. Mm. Caught him watching a video. And she got
Is your wife okay with you playing it?
I think as soon as you hear it, it will immediately exclude me from the...
Oh, really? Oh, man.
But she got on his ass, and the son is sitting here filming it the whole time.
That's what I was wondering with the treadmill. Like, who's filming that? Like a kid or something that's going to embarrass their parents? Why not? They put naked pictures of you on the internet when you were a kid.
This son couldn't keep quiet about it, too.
Your old ass can't do what them boys was doing, pounding that girl like that. Your ass ain't doing none of that. You get you some big gay like me, rub your knees and take your ass to sleep.
You gonna let her talk about you like that?
Yeah, right. The f*** you talking about? Moving your leg behind your damn neck. I can't even lift my leg enough to wipe my ass good.
You ain't lifting.
How the hell you gonna push your leg up all the way over there? Think about how that lady leg was.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at it.
Yes, the f*** you was with your nasty ass. Damn, I didn't see it. Just nasty. Can't stand. I'm going that way now. What's your problem? Being gay. I need the extra screen doing all that shit. Your ass is way overdue. Sex is not for us no more. It's for us to drink coffee, drink beer, and watch TV. I like law and order myself. That suits me fine too. Well, but you go find you a young girl, and if you find her, you ain't gonna satisfy, cause that boy will pop in the f*** out that girl.
Oh my God. Like, my face hurts. My face hurts. I didn't even stop to laugh.
I didn't know that.
My smile just kept getting bigger and bigger every time, and my face hurts now.
How did that start with the feet behind her head or whatever?
Well, she's telling him why. She's describing what's going on in the video.
And the way the lady was getting pounded.
Hey, you couldn't do that. Oh, she's I like Law and Order myself.
There's so many layers of that. God, I would watch that reality show.
God, man.
At least the pilot. I would at least watch it. So is the son is sitting there.
He's cackling. He's the one that said, you gonna let her talk to you like that?
Yeah, so dad was just watching porn on his phone. The kid was sitting there and she walks by and sees
it. Either dad was watching it or son was setting him up and showing it to him.
God.
She comes in and says,
she can't even put her legs behind her head. She can't even get it up to wipe well anymore.
I can't even wipe my ass.
What a way to go. So that was definitely not you, Fat Boy. All right. If you got some audio for us, send it to fatboy@fatboy933, or you can send it to me at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, O-Matthew. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born today on the 14th of August. Happy birthday.
Oh,
or...
suck it! Are you talking about California, Rob?
He's probably all the time like singing gangster rap or Beach Boys songs.
It's one or the other. We'll start with this guy who was almost statistically or by awards the greatest college football player ever.
Johnny Manziel.
No, not Johnny Effing Football. Well, I love his signs like that.
Yeah.
I like his attitude.
He $75 to get him to write the F word on an autograph.
He was fun to watch.
You had to pay John Rocker $75 not to put the F word on an autograph.
Oh, good Lord.
Johnny Rocker? This guy would have won two Heisman trophies, a third national championship. Talk about everybody's favorite Christian man.
Oh, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow's birthday. Led the Broncos to a playoff win over the Steelers.
He could have been a baseball player, too. I mean, he tried.
Big athlete. Though it's hard when I see Tebow now, the clip that always circulates is when he had to put his dog down.
Oh, gosh.
And people give him grief over it for some reason.
I don't know why he didn't ever take – well, I guess Colin Kaepernick screwed it up. I was going to say, like, the kneeling, that could have been like a jump man. It could have been kneeling man.
Yep.
But it's just him kneeling with, you know, like he's doing his prayer.
Yeah, but then, have to.
What, are you wearing a Colin Kaepernick shirt? No, it's Tim Tebow. He's kneeling to pray. Oh, okay.
Then Kaepernick,
I was about to key your car.
Kaepernick came out and kind of turned on everybody, even his adoptive parents, talking about how they were racial.
Oh, like
what's the word?
Rachel Wilson.
Not Rachel Slurs from Facebook Busting.
Dude, that was one. Remember that one? And God, what was the other one? Oh, Rachel Equality.
Yeah,
that was a Facebook Busting name. Rachel Equality.
God, that's the fun part of Fussing.
That's really the only fun part of it. In my opinion.
Talk about from Nice High School in Jacksonville, Florida. Almost went to Alabama.
I know. I don't know.
Is it a big one?
It is not.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Who again?
Tim Tebow.
Okay, got it.
I like Tebow.
38. I want to go lower, 35.
Okay, I'll stay at 38 then.
Well, you should stay at 38 because he is 38 damn years old today. Tim? Tim!
I saw an image of George Rogers running toward me. He's like, who stole my trophy?
Nose
he was number 38.
Nose guards the Heisman Trophy, don't he? Or he used to.
He does. He didn't sell the original one. I'm not talking about nose either.
No. It is. I don't want to say her last name. But she married Ashton Kutcher. She was Jackie on the 70s show. Jackie! Mila Kay. Should be Kutcher. She should change her name.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already part of the way there.
Cunhas.
I'll say her last name.
I didn't say it.
No, you're saying it like it's Latino. She's Russian.
Cunhas.
That's true. She moved here when she was very young.
Yeah.
She was the youngest one on the show at the time, so this is going to really tell you how old the show is.
Very pretty.
Not only very pretty, I love her voice until it's Meg from Family Guy, then I hate her voice.
I forgot she did that.
It's weird. Like if they had made Meg like a hot looking girl, it would make sense. But she's frumpy and ugly.
See a lot of Megs running
around.
She's
got a hot voice though. 43 for Richard Petty.
42.
Oh, the king. Paige is on it.
For Jackie Robinson, Paige went with 42 and got it right.
Mila Kunis is 42 years old today. Well, I don't have the Jag theme song for this lady. She's been on our show a couple times.
Oh, give me the initials. I'm going to do it.
CB. I saw her.
Catherine Bach.
Nope.
That's Daisy Duke.
Yep.
Catherine Bell.
It is Catherine Bell's birthday. I saw her naked on an episode of Dream On as a kid.
I remember she wasn't in like a body issue of Sports Illustrated, but she was in some magazine, Allure or something, where she was completely butt naked, but she had her arm this way and her arm this way, and you couldn't see anything. It was lovely. God, it was just
she probably walks around the house that way.
Remember we got her bathwater when she stayed at the Weston Poinsett.
What happened to it? Did we trade Kevin Nash for a bottle of
Okay, she has dark hair. I was trying to think of what her...
She's still active, do you see?
I think she still does work.
Yeah, it says here she does landscaping.
Shorts with Sean Nabon.
I will say she is 53 and in a heartbeat.
52.
She's 57 years old.
Still in a heartbeat.
Catherine Bell.
Pretty.
God dang it.
Let's talk about a woman who still is active everywhere and she's naked.
What was the show she was on?
Catherine Bell?
Yeah.
Jag?
Well, I hope Jag's off because I would like to come spend some time with her.
Wasn't she playing golf?
I just said, like I said, something else, didn't I? Apologies.
She was golfing here.
Yes, that's why she was here at the Western Points.
Halle Berry's birthday.
Oh, man.
Lord God.
What a beautiful woman.
One of my.
You know, Dave Justice is making the rounds on podcasts past few days.
Dickhead.
He's been talking about her.
What a moron. You should keep her name out of your mouth. I'm sorry for hitting her.
He says she wasn't mother material.
Okay.
Wife material.
Well, you're not man and material, bitch. Hitting a woman. I mean, I don't care if she's driving you crazy or not. You walk away.
How is she not mother material?
He said at the time she wasn't cooking, she wasn't cleaning.
Oh, brother.
Jesus Christ.
But she was younger.
Well, she probably pays someone to do
it. I'm not guessing his birthday.
She did end up having kids. And she's very naked on her social media now from time to time.
So, I was going to say, I follow her on Instagram, and I enjoy her Instagram. She seems, like, pretty, like, low-key normal, but damn hot as hell, man.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I would almost risk my great-grandpa not speaking to me in heaven if I got with her. I don't care.
I'm 50.
Stay on your side.
59.
I'm going to say she is also 57.
Something's up.
She got it right, didn't she?
59 years old. You cheating, Willie Candle having woman.
Cheating,
Good Lord.
Looking up the birthdays.
Oh, let's see a guess.
Florence is dead. She's dead. Yep. Ann B. Davis is dead. The daddy's dead. Mm. Sam the Butcher dead. Dog dead.
The dog's dead.
Mike Looking Land.
Marsha's nose. Nope.
Eve Plumb.
Close, but no.
Give me the initials, please.
S.O.
Susan Olsen.
It is. Cindy on the Brady Bunch.
With her hair lip.
Susan Olsen's birthday.
Marsha.
That's Merlin's girl, right?
Yeah, the hair lip. Merlin?
Was it Merlin's girl?
Merlin Olsen?
Yeah. What's the connection there? Is it a Little House connection? Who's the girl in Little House? She was somebody's kid, right?
The one that fell down the side of the hill?
The mean one, the real...
Oh, yeah, her.
I'd have to go back and look it up.
Wasn't it? Schwartz? Sherwood Schwartz. God, how am I remembering this right now? He was the guy wrote and made Brady Bunch. Anyway, how old is this bitch, Paige? That's her nickname amongst friends.
63?
I'm going to go... You know what? Why would I not go with you? You're clearly cheating. She's 63.
The character was Nellie Olsen. That's why I was...
Nellie Olsen.
Susan Olsen, 64 years old today.
Hey, didn't her dad work for the Daily Planet?
maybe.
Big goober. I mean, not like that. Like a dork.
Let's...
Wasn't a cop.
We got to do this one at least. Yeah. Greatest point guard of all time.
I'm starting to think Fatboy gets residuals off playing this because every day you figure out a way to play some Tesh.
Tesh going to come get me.
The greatest who of what?
Greatest point guard of all time.
Man, I'll be honest. I don't remember player positions except for centers.
Michigan State, 1979.
Oh, Magic.
Magic Johnson's birthday.
See, that's crazy. And now I think about it. I know what position he plays, but I don't ever think about it that way.
Well, the game now is positionless.
So. It really is. It's like football. It's like, man, you can be awesome at defense. No one's going to know who you are, even on offense, unless you're a quarterback. That sucks.
Yep.
Paige, what would you say about Magic? I mean, he's a graduated college in 79. That puts him at about 22, 23, so we bounce that back to 54. 71?
72.
Magic Johnson, 66 years old today. Well, I got to run through these because they're too big to not do. Rusty Wallace.
Graduating when he's 11.
Rusty Wallace, 69 years old. Jack A, 227, 69 years old.
Hey, Maverick.
Bob Backlund. It's Mr. Backlund to you.
Never understood that guy.
76 years old.
Never understood the fascination with making him a champion. Never.
Danielle Steele. Paige loved her books. 78 years old. Steve Martin is a big one. You want to get Steve Martin real quick?
No, because he doesn't meet people.
He doesn't. 80 for
Even
Steve
though
Martin.
He's one of my 80. Freaking life heroes.
Why doesn't he meet people?
Like, he just don't want to
he
do
was
it.
Appearing at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. I called my hookup over there. And she forwarded me the thing from his publicist. Says, Steve no longer meets people. I hope that's for comedy.
It's like, a little pretentious.
He doesn't meet people. I hope that's for comedy. And if it is, I appreciate it. Otherwise, he's a dick.
Happy heavenly birthday to David Crosby. Would have been 84 years old today.
Maybe not. I mean, I should say he's a dick.
Stills and Nash are still with us.
Maybe it's because of...
Maybe he's a germaphobe or...
Yeah, because people stop doing that.
He can meet people. I mean, come on.
I think it might have been a comedy thing. Because, you know...
He's in and out of Brevard all the time, right?
I know. He's got a... I'm not supposed to know this, but he has a mountain home up there. Might be a neighbor of Paige's, perhaps.
Even if he didn't want to talk comedy, he just wanted to talk about banjo, he'd still meet him.
It's totally. Exactly. We wouldn't do like we did with Buzz Aldrin, where we would... he only wanted to talk about Dancing with the Stars and not about the fake moon mission. It was crazy. Folks,
freaking Buzz.
Are you there? Thank you for listening to today's show. It was like... It's like all these different conversations in a confetti can. And we just hit the... No, wait, you look at her. Look, she, once again, acting like she's the center of attention.
I am.
I can't even give you the best quote of the day from Paige because there were so many.
I can. I was with a Chinese Sharpei once, and I didn't know he wasn't fixed. That's the quote. I'm getting that
Sharpay
tattoo.
Chinese. I said Sharpei.
I'm going to get that tattoo done right under my Trump We Trust tattoo. So,
she doesn't COVID test her privates. I learned that.
No, she doesn't.
No. Who does?
She learned so much.
Do we have a glimpse into what tomorrow's FOF line might be? I understand there's an angry female.
Yeah.
Yay.
She's got reason to be angry, too.
Yes, she does.
This is unfortunate.
I had a man come to my window. He just got out of jail. Comes up to my window. Asks how old I am. I tell him 17. He goes, I don't mind if you don't mind. What does that even mean? Why the f*** was he in jail to begin with?
That's a great question.
Who is this man?
How you out of jail? I don't mind if you don't mind.
So many answers.
Like, did you... I'm going to say just your dad. Did you tell your parents? Because...
Well, yeah, start with them. But I'm glad you called us first.
Yeah, no. Call Rob first.
All right, call Rob,
Maybe going back to jail.
Hey, folks. Can't make it in today. I'm hanging 10.
Hanging out with Jay Leno.
Rob's probably like surfing right now with like Parch Karai or somebody. I don't know.
Ken Stephens, whoever.
This is the first name I thought of. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's almost Friday and it's good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.